Sometimes reading the book isn't enough. We want to be immersed in an idea or feeling. That's why at Book Interrupted, we've made a playlist for each book cycle. Visit www.bookinterrupted.com to find playlists for each book cycle and a member, or check out our YouTube channel. What's on your playlist?
Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
Maybe there's some secret naturalist versus naturist war that we don't know about.
If you deal with a lot of penises.
Which one does?
Go on.
Which just made my kid yell, we're not gonna hurt you. Like, this is
or whatever setting the video is so aggressively unflattering.
I'm not participating in this challenge.
What? Do you want to do a Bernie style? What if it's your favorite position?
Can we all do it like a spelling bee?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. Who's up next?
My body and soul. Inflammation is the goal. Try to learn something new without being disrupted. Mind, body, and soul. Inspiration is the goal. And we're gonna talk it out on Book Interrupted.
Welcome to Book Interrupted, a book club for busy people to connect and one that celebrates life's interruptions. If you'd like to join along, this book cycle is from April 11th to May 22nd. It's Meredith's book pick, and we're reading What the Robin Knows by John Young. This elegant book unites the indigenous knowledge, the latest research, and the author's own experience of four decades in the field to lead us towards a deeper connection to the animals, and in the end, a deeper connection to ourselves. Let's listen in to this episode's group discussion.
Welcome
to
the fan
episode,
where
we
talk about
what
the fans
said.
If you're going to edit this, Sarah, to the listener, you have no idea how many tries that took us. So what did the fans say?
All right. What did they say?
What did the Robin know? What does the fans know?
There we go.
That's what we should have said. What did the fans know? That would have made more sense.
Right. Because what do the Robins know? Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the fans is Robin. How about that?
That's true. And he posted it. We should start with him. He posted another Instagram.
What does the Robin know? What does the Robin
what does
know?
Robin know? So Robin or Squiggy posted another pic of his Stumble Forward shirt, just saying, don't forget to pick up my shirt when I was on Book Interrupted. And it was another little cool pic of our Stumble Forward.
I also needed a reminder because I've been meaning to get that shirt and I haven't done it.
I know. I meant to get it when I was there and I forgot.
Well, you're coming back.
So. That's true. So we've got a new person on Twitter and their picture is actually a bird. So they're a birder. I know. And their name is Birdio de la Mondo.
Wait a minute. Their name is Birdio?
Birdio de la Mondo.
I think they made that
I think.
Up.
Birds of the world.
If maybe. They're a birder.
Or maybe they changed it legally to be that. We don't know.
Well, that's their name on Twitter.
World of Birds.
So what they liked was one of our Topic Tuesday quotes from the book, What the Robin Knows. And the quote is, every living being has a purpose, a mission, a life strategy, a set of gifts, and a set of weaknesses. Set aside any assumptions that its behavior is random and meaningless. Such a categorization implies to the birds and other animals about as much as it applies to people, which is not at all.
I like that one.
Yeah, they like it too.
So what's it saying? Everybody's doing something for a reason?
Yeah.
Everybody's doing something for a reason. It's not just random. Everybody's got their reasons.
Everyone has a purpose, a mission, a strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's saying all the animals, the animals and the birds also aren't just doing that randomly.
Yeah, no behavior is random or meaningless, just like us, just like the animals. Anyway, Then we also had a person that's Twitter account was called exhibitionist/nudist.
Ooh,
okay. Wonderful.
A naturalist, yeah. Or a naturist. Which one was it again?
A
natural naturist. Who cares?
I can't remember. I always get them confused.
One of them's naked. One of them's just in the forest.
Right.
And one of them's in the forest naked.
Right. So in our episode, with Robin Knows episode 2, we wrote naturalist versus naturist. That was that episode. And they liked it and they retweeted it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Maybe there's some secret naturalist versus naturist war that we don't know about. Turf war.
Maybe.
They're fighting for naked forest time.
only one side of that is though. The other side just wants to be in the forest without the assault of penises. Or is it peni? I'm not sure. The plural.
Yeah, what's the plural? Penises.
You'd think that would be common knowledge with the amount of penises.
With the amount of dicks about in the world.
Yeah, but how often do you talk about penises in numerous amounts?
Like multiple penises.
Like all the penises saw today. Like, I don't know.
I'm just saying there's a lot of talk about penises in the world.
Well, that's true.
That's what the naturists or the naturalists are saying. And one of them's complaining and one of them's like, what a great day.
Yeah. If any of our fans are naturists, I think it's naturists, or nudists, please tell us what's the plural of penis.
Whip out the Google here. Let's get this on.
I just asked Siri. She didn't know.
Siri doesn't know? That's because she's not even a person. She's like, what's a penis?
I like peni.
I like peni as well.
I think that's right.
It's probably just penises. It's octopuses, not octopi. Everybody thinks it's octopus, it's octopuses.
Ooh.
I think it should be octopi.
Can you say octopi? Is octopi not a word then?
You can say it. I mean, no one's.
Is it a word though?
It's not like no. It's against the law.
I like octopi better. I don't like octopuses.
Yeah.
But what is a naturist funeral?
What is
it? We're talking about penises and
when you have to put your clothes back on.
Where'd you go?
It's an eco-friendly way of laying the body to the rest in the ground.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
So you might be in like a composable coffin or whatever. Mm. Anyway, back to the question at hand. So I think a naturist is someone who likes nature, and a naturalist might be someone who is naked.
Naked. That's true. I think that's true. Mm.
Are you sure?
I'm looking it up still.
The naturalist clubs aren't a bunch of naked people.
What is a naturalist person? A naturalist is any person who studies the natural world.
Yeah. Okay. So remember how last time you guys are like, you should join the naturalist club. I looked into it. I'm going to go to my local naturalist club, and it's not expected to be naked.
Wonderful.
So neither of them is. I think it's just a nudist.
I hope you show up naked. You're like, I'm at the wrong party.
The plural of penis is penises.
Ooh.
There we go.
Right.
All right.
Well, there we go.
So nudist is the naked person, I think. And naturalist and naturist may be very similar. They may share, they may be like having a big fat middle of their Venn diagram.
I want to look this up now too.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have a thing. If you deal with a lot of penises.
Which one does?
Go on.
They use the Latin style plural P-E-N-E-S. Penis?
Peens?
P-E-N-E-S.
What's that that soft C that happens in, you know, that one in Spanish that makes it say like niños instead of like ninos? I want it to be piñes.
Piñes. Yeah. I love how that sounds. Piñes.
Some accent. Maybe it's not a C. The C could be France.
Yeah.
No, anyways. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so okay. Peens.
Okay, sorry, birds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fans. What?
Well, we could make a quick leap to peckers, right?
And oh, then great.
God, you are on fire. What time is it there? You are so sharp this morning.
I took a sip of water and almost sprayed it all over the camera.
Jesus. Yeah, like how much coffee did you drink?
This is just this one, but it's my so love brought me the real stuff instead of me having to make my own today. I like it when other people make my coffee.
Oh, your love.
Peckers. Okay. And on that point,
very nice.
It's so punny.
This interruption is brought to you by Unpublished. Do you want to know more about the members in Book Interrupted? go behind the scenes, visit our website at www.bookinterrupted.com.
Book Interrupted.
This interruption is brought to you by leaving my income taxes to the very last minute, just like I do every year. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride this year. I thought that I was doing them on the last day, realized that I was missing a document, getting locked out from the online sign-in in order to get that document, calling them to find out they're closed. And then the happy realization that the taxes are not actually due. And I have a couple more days to get this one last document, so I'm almost done. And I'll have it in on time. And might even get a little bit of a return this year, which would be nice.
Book Interrupted.
Another Twitter comment was from Great Quotes and Picks. And they liked one of my Thought Thursdays, Sarah Sayings, which was, we begin to find and become ourselves when we notice how we are already found, already truly, entirely, wildly, messily, marvelously who we were born to be. And that's a quote by Anne Lemmet.
I like it. Well, I just have to say, like, when you said Birdio, I thought you meant that that person's name was Birdio. Not
no, that's
was
their
like
account.
The beginning of the sentence of a, you know, birds of the world or whatever. Yeah, so I thought that's why.
Maybe.
I mean, probably after maybe. This episode is released, it'll be the next biggest name for babies.
Well, Birdie is a name.
I love Birdie as a name too.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, back to your quote. I love that quote too, because it makes people realize you are exactly as you're supposed to be. And that's just right. You know what I mean? Instead of comparison. And well, that's what I hear when I hear it anyway.
Yeah, I like it because it's about everybody has messy and marvelous. And you know, you are who you are. It's not this expectation of perfection. That's what
like if who you are is messy, that is just perfect because that's what you're supposed to be. There's no like, you should be cleaner. If who you are is messy, that's it.
Right. I think we focus a lot on everybody learning the same thing and trying to achieve the same things, but like the strength of the human species is that we're all different, and that's what gives us strength, and that's why we're a social species, because everybody's got their things that they contribute to the group. And if we're all the same, we wouldn't be so great at surviving.
No, we'd be good at one thing or whatever, three things that everybody the same was good at.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also, we've talked about this before, but social media is difficult because that puts this perfect idea. Always people put their best photos and their best, oh, I was just on holiday or I was this or is that. And they don't put up the, like, I just got out of bed and I have bags under my eyes. And
don't
I'm,
they, Lindsay?
My, oh, okay. Well, maybe some people do.
But, you did.
Oh, I did. That's true.
But, like you are the one.
Fair. But I mean, generally, a lot of people, so that they see it and they're like, oh, everybody's life is perfect and mine's not. And I should be like them. And it's like, no, they're just putting the things that, you know, they think are perfect. And
it's so funny too, because like, are we doing it because we want to, like, because we're comparing, you know what I mean? Like we're in a competition, even subconsciously. Or are we doing it like because we're just like the self-editors? We're just that vain, right? Like, I don't want anyone to see me not whatever I think is the best me. So I'm only posting those pictures I've got my approval on, or even, and then some with this filter and that lighting. And you can just really go out of control with it. But why are we even doing that? Is it about comparison or is it just about insecure? I don't know. Maybe it's all part of the same complicated.
Yeah, I think maybe also how we get value, how we feel valued, maybe that if we look perfect and are perfect and only show the perfect size of ourselves, then, you know, greater society thinks we have value or something. If we show the
it's
messy
everywhere.
Sides of ourselves, maybe.
Yeah. No, for sure, because advertising, like everything that we are inundated with is very curated. It's not how we occur naturally. Usually it's all like subliminal, not really subliminal, but I feel like subliminal because you're not consciously going around being, oh, that person looks great. I bet they were in the makeup chair for 4 hours. You just look at it and you're like, that's what I'm supposed to look like. But you know what I mean? Like none of it's really consciously thought about. Then you take a picture of yourself and you don't look like makeup chair for 4 hours, girl. And you're like, either something's wrong with me or I need to get to the makeup chair, right? Like there's no or I just don't look like that. And what I look like is just as good.
I feel that way about these bloody personal journals that I think most of us use our probably iPhone to record. And it's always a slap in the fracking face. It's like the HD video or whatever setting the video is so aggressively unflattering. There's no ring light setting that makes it better. Oh, I hate it so much. I hate it every time. I can hardly look. I'm like, I gotta get this PJ over with. So like the mirror, when I look in the mirror, I'm not like, oh.
It but says that's what how much it says about lighting. Like that's what lighting will do for you.
Crazy.
But like I'm using the ring light. I don't know. There's no lighting. It's too. Does anyone else find this with their phone when they do the PJ?
I feel betrayed by my, because I do mine on my computer camera and or even Zoom maybe. Like I feel like before I push record, I look at the picture that it's showing me. Like this is being recorded. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, okay, I'm in. And then it's like, ha ha, this is what you really look like. Like it's some kind of filter or something. And then I'm like, wait, what? That's not what I looked like a second ago when I agreed to this recording. Like,
yeah. Oh. So true.
That's also, you know, change rooms. You think about that. Some places you go, you're in the store and you're like, oh. Yeah, this looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking good. And then you get home and you're like, what happened? Totally. I look kind of shorter and
wider.
I look awkward now. But I always feel like, oh.
Do you guys find that when you're having a really good self-esteem day, you are less likely to look in the mirror? I only noticed this because I had some days where I wasn't looking in the mirror. I just didn't. And then like I had stickers, the kids had stuck me with stuff. I had stuff like on my face from the kids. And we were like, what's that? I go, oh yeah, the kids put stickers on my face, but I didn't check to see if my face had stickers on it before I left the house. But just because I was having a good day. I don't know.
I love that. Like I try not to look in the mirror for a variety of reasons. The purest one that is the idealist one would be like, because who cares? Right? Like have a sticker on your face. And I try to also with the same point back to Sarah and like a good mirror here or a bad mirror there or whatever the illusion is, which one of you is the real one? And again, I say who fucking cares, right? Like exactly though, right? Like who cares? They both are you, right? So just choose to believe that you look like the rock star one or whatever, like at least feel like it. But with that being said, I often feel this is the bad reason for not looking in the mirrors. I often feel pretty awesome. And then I look in a mirror sometimes and I'm like, oh, like that's not what I thought I looked like. I feel like I look so much different than that. Like, and for real, right? So I'm like, fuck you mirrors. I'm just going to go around and feel how I feel. And that'll be the end of that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I rarely look in the mirror. I only look in the mirror, for instance, when I put makeup on when we do the show. But I rarely wear makeup otherwise. So I don't look in the mirror because I'm not making myself up, right? So yeah, when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, right, okay.
I love that you just said that too. Like if you take that literally, making yourself up, right? Like you're creating yourself, you're making yourself up. That just hit me hard. Like I really like that because you don't have to make yourself up. You already are. So just be. You know,
that's true.
Messy and marvelous.
Messy and marvelous.
Messy and marvelous.
And that's our next shirt.
That work. It's funny because we used to always wear masks and stuff. And so now we don't wear masks all the time. And it's so funny because you got to like look in the mirror because if you're eating or something, you used to not have to worry about stuff in your teeth if you're in with the public and you're like, fuck. So you're like always to go and be like, is there something in my teeth? Is it, you know, is there something on my face? Which is, I never used to check the mirror when I wore the mask, hardly at all. So
I know we complained so hard about masks, but there was some, like I used to get really big zits and then I'd be like, insecure, but then I'd remember, oh, it doesn't matter. I have a mask. Like I literally have a good reason to fully cover it up because you have like that urge to put a Band-Aid on your face. You're like, would that be more obvious or?
Yeah. Okay. So like Sarah, I usually only wear makeup for the camera here. And one day after the podcast, I went snowboarding with my daughter
And it started like kind of lightly snowing, or maybe snow raining or whatever. And I didn't realize, but like my mascara had run. And when I got home, I went to the bathroom washing my hands. I hadn't looked up. I look up and just like black, like streaming down my face. And it's so funny because the lifty saw me like going, because it's just a tiny hill, right? So it takes like 30 seconds to go down the hill. Like it's tiny. So just like go with a butt lift round and round, and like slowly it's probably just like normal, and then like a little bit of black, and like slowly like right on my face. And I couldn't even feel embarrassed. I just like, it just, I don't know, it was hilarious. I just like laughed. I was like, Dan, look at my face.
Dan, look at my face. This is hilarious.
Look what happened. I was like, and it's a neighborhood hill. Like we know a lot of people there. Nobody said a thing.
Until later.
Oh my God. She looks like she's a mess.
Did you see Meredith today? I think she's in a kiss phase.
Kiss phase. I think it's interesting too that Alison never said anything, because this happened to me today. I had a big smudge of food on my face while I was like getting the kids breakfast ready and stuff. And spent the whole morning with them. No one mentioned I had this big blob of food all over my face because I must have wiped my forehead. And it was only after I went to the bathroom and passed the mirror that I was like, oh.
What is that?
I was like,
why? Dried food?
I've had this on my face for a couple hours. I was like, oh.
Thanks, kids.
Whatever. Yeah, but they don't care. Do you know what I mean? They don't care what I look like.
They don't even care either. Like they'll go to school with like crusty ketchup from your grilled cheese and like milk mustaches. Like they don't care.
Ew,
they don't care. They'd rather do that than wash their face.
I just wonder if when it changes, where we become self-conscious about being messy.
Or whatever, just being different or whatever. There's this book called Loser. It might be by Jerry Spinelli, but that would be amazing if I'm right. Okay. Because I read this book a million years ago, but it makes me sad because it's about maybe grade 3 or something. Like it's about that when you start to become aware that it matters if you conform or fit in. And I think
Jerry
that
Spinelli.
Yes. Did you see what I did?
I can't do that. Yeah. I just did it.
You're on today.
I am on today. This
somebody gives this lady a coffee every day.
Anyway, so it's just exactly about that, Sarah. And it's kind of sad because kids aren't, they don't start like that. And it could come from your parents too. But in this book, I think it came from like just a classmate or whatever. And then you just get that awareness of self. So there's probably a good reason also to have some of that. But like that sad side where, you know, there's some fear. I don't know. Like it's about self and self-confidence, I guess. And where that begins when you start to realize like, oh shoot, I better do something, modify myself in any way that I'm getting this feedback about. Otherwise I'll be rejected or whatever. It's probably evolutionary, right? Because you don't want to be the only man in the jungle. You don't want to be the only naturist in the nature.
Maybe Meredith should do that for her first meeting. Like,
yes.
Like, oh,
naked.
I thought clothes optional. No.
Isn't this the naturalist club? What kind of naturalists are you guys?
Yeah. Hi, Kara. Welcome.
Yeah.
She snuck
Hi.
In.
Hi, everyone. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. I like your kitty.
I can't.
Rude.
Her away. It's gotten to the point where she's like, oh, this is our special spot and our special time.
She's like, I am the 7th podcast member.
Yeah. And then I try to like get her outside of the office so that she won't be so intrusive, but it's just more intrusive because then she starts to throw her body into the door to try to get it to open. Aww. It's so funny.
My kitty did the same thing. I let her in. She's just maxing and relaxing on my bed. But I think she's trying to find safety from the puppy.
This could be true.
Oh, puppies. So nice. Great and so terrible.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. All right. So should we move on to other comments?
Sure.
And sure.
And then we will.
We are far enough away from the last one that I have no idea what it was. So.
It was the quote. right. On our Facebook book club, I posted something, Kim, that you sent, where you can go on the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, and it was like a picture of a whole bunch of different birds, and you can click on the bird and hear what their call was.
John Young, pay attention.
So really neat. It was really cool, right? So someone commented, so cool. Like they thought that was really awesome. And I thought so too. I thought that was really cool. I still wouldn't be able to, if I went in the wild, be like, oh, now I know. I did that app and I know that that's a cardinal. But I thought it was cool to go through and click all the birds. Did anyone else do that?
I didn't even do it. I was like, oh, this isn't appropriate. And I'll throw it out there. Yeah, full disclosure, I did not do it. But I think it would have been a good companion thing for this book.
It was really cool. I did it again today to see, because there was a bird call I was listening to today. And I was trying to see if it was one of the ones on that poster, but it wasn't. I went through all of them. I'm like, no.
Well, I imagine those birds are the ones from Minnesota. No?
I'm guessing.
Minnesota. So Meredith, why don't you tell us about the bird from Prince George?
Oh yeah. A little Junko, which is funny because
I
like that name.
Was it Dark Eyed Junko? So this is a bird that's like talked about a lot in the book because John Young, I guess, didn't notice this bird for the longest time. It's very quiet. And I was in my yard, my daughter, which is, it's surprising any bird comes anywhere close to us because the kids are super loud. But I heard a little, what sounded like a little alarm, but very quiet. And sure enough, we have some living in our yard. And there was a male and a female. And when we got closer to them, the male went like up in the tree and was like yelling at us and stuff like that, which was super cool. So I was trying to explain to my daughter, you know, that the bird is trying to get us to stop paying attention to the female that was in the bush. Like we'd seen her go over there. And so, which just made my kid yell, we're not going to hurt you. I was like, let's try not looking at the birds and pretending we were ignoring it. And we did, and it kind of calmed down, which was the coolest. So they live here. And the other things, I think they might be, we have like a pile of branches from like doing trimming and in the fall that we didn't take to the green dump, and we have our Christmas tree and stuff. This is one of the reasons we got the utility trailer to the green dump. And I was going to clean this up after we got the trailer, but now I think they might be living in my little brush pile there because we have a neighborhood cat that comes by and sits there and stares at the brush pile. So I don't know what to do. I was like, we might have to leave it there, but I would hate to like, or maybe clean it up at the end because it's obviously nesting season. I don't want to like clean up their nest if there's got little eggs in there or whatever. But yeah, so it's nice because I realized as we've been watching this bird, this couple, I think they might have been living here for a while because I saw this bird last year, or this type of bird anyway, year before, and I was always like, what is that bird? And I couldn't figure out what it was. But anyway, it's interesting because it's just one of the birds that lives in our backyard.
How did you, I don't know why I put my hand up. Please, ma'am.
Please,
ma'am. May I ask a question? How did you recognize this bird? Like why, how did you know it was a Junko?
Oh, well, because we're looking right at it. So I
could look at a bird. The only bird that I recognize is it's a cardinal because it's red.
I'm pretty.
Or a robin.
Yeah, robin. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I've been trying to like identify this bird for a while, not wholeheartedly, I guess, for many years. Like, what is that bird? I try to like look up the markings and think like, is this that bird? I don't know. I guess maybe I just looked up to see what a dark-eyed Junko looked like. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's it. Just because of reading this book. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's like the size of like a chickadee. I was like, that's not a chickadee. It's not a sparrow.
He mentions it a lot in the book. How
he mentions it a lot.
Their tweets are very quiet, right? You have to really be listening to hear them. So,
they're really hanging out in the bush. They're a ground bird. He talks about that a lot too. And they are hanging out in the bushes and in the garden and stuff. Like it's.
Did you check that they're like, you know, whatever to your area? What's it called?
Native to your area? Is that
I
don't know.
Anyway, I was just wondering because then it would like all the pieces of the mystery would come together, right?
I'm going to look it up right now.
I like that he was saying before that you threw out your thread or whatever. Like you've made this connection with that little couple of Junkos and you had an interaction, like a full active conscious interaction. And I think that's awesome. Like looking away and noticing you did the book. You now know what the robin knows.
Yeah. You did it.
And like my daughters are recognizing, they're like, there's that little bird or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice. And so my little one, she put a little seed out and like it's bear season. So she's like, I'm going to put lots. I was like, no, just a little bit.
It's bear season.
Right? The bears are coming out. You can't just be leaving.
We do not want a bear.
You know, a lot of people will take in their bird feeders during bear season and then just put them out after bears hibernate so that, you know, you don't end up, you know, a fed bear is a dead bear. Right?
Yeah.
You got to be kind to the bears.
Wait, what did you say? A fed bear is a dead bear?
Like if humans are feeding bears, then bears are going to come closer to humans and then humans are going to shoot them.
The conservation officer will have to shoot the bear.
Gotcha, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit counterintuitive. Because you're like, I thought the bears were hungry.
But see, it sparks the conversation. Be like, why would a fed bear be a dead bear, right? Because we're like, oh, I'm just feeding wildlife. And it's like, it's not good to feed wildlife because then there you won't be wild.
No, then they're your pet.
Yeah.
You have to take them to the vet.
Very dangerous pet that can eat your face.
Your very dangerous pet. It will rip apart your shed. Poop on your patio.
But yeah, it's kind of fun to like know your little neighborhood, your backyard bird, right? Like
we
had
a stupid killdeer bird one year. It's not stupid. It's just like stupid nest place, dude, to put it literally next to the tire of our travel trailer. He doesn't know it's a travel trailer, but they are like ground birds. Mm-hmm. And it was so annoying because we had to cancel a trip.
That's nice.
The eggs were like there, like we can't move the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. You got to wait till the eggs have hatched and flown away.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that you killed it by accident.
No, so. we were like, what do we do about this? And it was like, this is just not there. You could lay it anywhere. There was tons of land, but it's like on the cement next to a tire.
I'm so happy. That's so kind of you. Just be like, well, I guess we can't go.
Totally.
You got your babies.
One thing.
Right? Because some people would just be like, whatever, and just move.
Oh, no, but
else,
like,
right?
I couldn't. No. And but we couldn't like, do it either. We're both tormented. We're like, but who's going to move? I was like, I don't know how to tow a trailer. You'll have to do it. We couldn't do it.
Oh, the answer to the Junco thing is it says dark eyed Juncos can be seen hopping along the ground in coniferous and mixed forests and breed or live year round in every province and territory in Canada.
Oh, perfect. There you go. So it probably is.
She's got a backyard Junco.
Backyard Junco. And they're kind of quiet.
Unless you're looking at their wives.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
That's funny. So we have a couple of sparrows, and this is the second season they've had a nest in the same spot in our backyard because I'm reading the book. I was in the sunroom, and you can kind of see them from the sunroom, and I was explaining to my son about the sparrows and let's listen to the calls they make and stuff. But it's spring, and as we're talking about them, they're on the window pane and they started to mate, and my son was like, why is that other one pecking on top of the other one? I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe they're just playing. And they just kept on doing it.
I like you didn't tell him. He's like, I can't tell, I'm not ready to talk about that.
I know,
same thing as you with talking about periods before.
I know, it was like, I was like,
oh, I wasn't ready to talk about this.
Ready for this conversation.
Do birds, I actually have no idea, how do birds mate? Do they have
doggy style
penises or penises or whatever?
Doggy style, exactly.
They have peckers.
They have peckers?
Yeah. Do they? Ew.
And doggy style, yeah. One on the top and one on the bottom. You
it's
know?
Called
they
birdie flapping. Style, Leah.
They're tweeting a lot. It was
flapping weird. Their wings.
It's graphic.
Could you imagine? Yeah, let's figure it out and then let's tell our partners that we want to do it birdie style.
If it means that like I like flail around a lot.
Lots of flapping.
And it lasts for 1 second. All fast.
You're kind of squished while they're flapping around and stuff and trying to hold on to you with their feet.
I'll try to get away.
Yeah.
You peck at me.
Yeah.
They challenge. No.
Challenge.
I'm not participating in this challenge.
What? Do you want to do a birdie style? What if it's your favorite position?
No. No, not until you try it.
Oh no. Okay, maybe the Naturalist Club will know what birdie style is.
You could ask if you meeting. Go to your first meeting. I'm here specifically to learn about birdie style.
I don't think I'd make a very good first impression. They'd be like, get out of here. Take your dues and get out of here.
So when are we going to do bird calls? I mean, this seems like the appropriate time.
We should just get into it, because the other ones are just someone saying they must also be a birder or really into birds. They love the book. They're like, such a great book.
Okay. Yeah. Is it Meredith?
Awesome. No.
One of my friends said that she put on hold at the library. She's like, ooh, I'm interested in that book.
Nice.
Oh yeah. So should I just, for the listeners that didn't hear in previous episodes, there was a challenge put forth to try to learn some bird calls, and each member is going to try to make a bird call that they heard. And it should be pretty fun. I don't know who these birds are, what kind of birds they are. Like, we went for a hike in the forest, and it's just shocking that I heard any bird calls. So I'm pretty sure they were all alarm calls because the whole family was there. When I asked my kids to be quiet, one started yelling, "We are the dinosaurs marching and stomping around." I was like, that's like the opposite. That's
totally, is it opposite day?
Anyway, but yeah, so did everybody try to practice a call or more than
I want one? Someone to do the call of the seagull. I think that would be hilarious. If they're like, yep, I'm ready.
That was my husband's recommendation. She's like, just go caw, caw. I was like, well, I could. I mean, I guess it just did.
Or someone does like a turkey.
Oh my gosh, a turkey. I could do a turkey.
But amazing. Yeah,
Kim does a good turkey.
Maybe. I have two. You want me to just do my turkey?
Yeah right now. Yes, we do.
That is good. I feel like you and I used to do turkey like calls when we lived together. We do a lot of turkey calls.
It's
together.
Really fun to
you
turkey.
Go like this. Why do you always go like this when I do turkey call?
Oh my goodness. They gracious, just sound so panicked.
It's just so funny.
It's just funny. Yeah.
Well, I guess you would be panicked if you were coming up on October.
I almost heard hit a turkey with my car once. It just like jumped out in front of me. They don't really fly, right? Like jumped out, was kind of doing this flapping thing. There's a wild turkey. Oh man. I didn't hit it because I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. Who wants to do a call other than a turkey?
I have two calls that I heard yesterday. Yep. One of them I thought was really interesting. It went like this.
Pew!
Pew! It sounded literally like a Star Wars gun, like a laser. So I'll do that one for now to warm us up. And then I have another one.
Are you going to do now?
No, I'm going to let someone else go.
Okay, I'll go next.
Wait, how do you spell it? Wasn't that part of the challenge?
Oh, yeah.
How do you spell it?
Okay, I'll do it like a spelling bee.
Pew.
P-S-T-C-H-O-O-O-O-O.
But you got to finish with it. Pew.
Yeah. Can we all do it like a spelling bee?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Who's up next?
Okay, I could go. So this one, I was at my mother's and it woke me up at 6 a.m. So I'm assuming it was an alarm call because it was just outside my window doing it over and over and over. Hey, who? Hey, who? H-E-E-E-Y W-H-O-O.
Sarah seems so serious, but like you're laughing, but you're just so like you've written it down. Like
so
it's such
focused.
A like
right? I'm so prepared.
A plus, Sarah.
I have two more.
Oh my god, I'm so glad.
She was practicing in front of a mirror, not looking at herself.
Okay. All
right. Oh, that was great.
All right. Who's next?
Come on.
Okay. Okay. It was hard. I was practicing yesterday. I didn't practice today yet. How about
nice.
Oh my god, that's so good. Okay,
I
spell it.
That's not what I did yesterday. You know, sleeping on it sometimes makes it better, right? Yeah. Like your brain just like, I'll figure that out. Just let me sleep on this.
Yeah. You're overthinking this. Yeah.
Okay, so T-C-H-I-T. Again, T-C-H-C-H-U-U.
Okay. Pretty good.
Wow.
That's a hard one.
Impressive.
Yeah. Mine is when Sarah was visiting, we were sitting in the backyard and this bird was, because I, you know, I say, oh, I don't have birds, but there's actually birds there because it's spring now. And this bird, now this is the last time that I listened or practiced was when Sarah was here. So
maybe your brain did the same thing.
Maybe. Oh, that's not true. Laird did it. Laird tried to do it, which he sounded kind of like the bird and I don't, but whatever. Okay. We'll do it anyways. Chicka, 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 chicka.
I feel like I've heard that bird before.
See? That bird. Okay, spell. Okay. Okay. T-I-C-K-T. 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 O-O-U-U-U. O-O-U-U-U.
Okay. I feel like this was also written out in the book. Like the ticket thing. Like,
yes, I might have read
that one.
I think
did
so
it too. Sound like that, Sarah? Was that close?
Yeah, no, it sounded just like that. It was great.
It was so
like,
good.
Like, yeah, it was good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Kara?
Right. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know that the name of the bird is actually the Draco bird, nor do I know if its call is actually saying Draco, but it sounds like it is. And my daughters and I have named the bird after Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter. Here we go. Draco, Draco, Draco. That would be D R A. Should I do a Y?
No.
No Y, just straight to K. K O. Draco.
There it is.
There you go.
It really sounds like it. It's really
legit. I have been trying to record it on the interruptions so that you guys will hear it. I really hope that I'm successful. And tell me if I'm able to share a successful recording of it. Let me know, because it legit, in my mind, sounds like it's saying Draco.
Nice. It's just a huge Harry Potter fan.
It really
it doesn't,
is.
It doesn't usually, it's a new call.
They have capes that they wear in the trees.
Every bird is an individual and they love Harry
Absolutely.
Potter.
Absolutely, they do.
What's the house? He's part of the, what are the different houses?
Oh, the Slytherin.
He's a Slytherin. He's a Slytherin.
He is. Definitely.
He's got like a little green and silver scarf on.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cute though. So
it really bird would.
Saying that with a little scarf on and...
Maybe we can have a shirt with the Rob with little scarf on.
I think that there's some like TikTok or YouTube video with like of chickens with scarves or something, or I don't know. There's some chicken accessory. It's very weak in my mind, so I can't remember what it is, but it was
it'd be adorable if there were little ties.
I feel like chickens have blindfolds, I think, sometimes, so they don't peck each other, and it might have come out of that. Anyway, I can't remember.
This is a Kim story. Yeah. You know, it's a Kim story. Totally. But it's like,
get that Kim lady another coffee.
Yeah. I'm fading.
She goes back with like all the details recollected perfectly. Okay, all right, Leah.
Let's hear it.
I don't even remember this being a challenge, or I also just don't look at our conversations thoroughly enough. So I didn't know till like this morning someone referenced bird call. I don't know. I think it was on something and I was like, oh shit. So I started making up my own.
Do it.
Right on. Let's hear it.
Like it.
Let's hear it. Great.
Wait, what would you call this bird?
But it's not funny because I didn't think about it in context of the book and how he spelt them. So I was whistling them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And now I feel silly.
No, do it.
No, fine. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Let's hear the whistle. We like the
I can't wait to hear you spell a whistle.
Okay, I came up with one I liked and it was... Ah, my lips!
So hard. It was my lips are dry.
It's
part of the call.
I need a drink of water.
There's so much pressure!
Oh my god, my lips! They're so cramping!
I think that should be the call.
My lips!
You're making me thirsty.
That's what I made up.
Oh, that's good.
Very nice. How do you spell that? I don't know. Come on, you gotta spell it.
It feels like, well, because clearly I have a lazy tongue this morning. It's like tooth, so T-O-O-T-H-E, T-O-O-T-H-E, and then two, like T-W-O.
It's the two. Sounded like that to me too.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm like really impressed by everybody's bird calls. Me actually, too. I don't know. When I was practicing, I was like, how am I going to do this? That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
And then I can recognize. Do you still have another one?
I do have another one.
Yeah, let's hear your other one. I have another one too.
Let's see if I can do it.
Too.
Okay.
I remembered it with a word that it's not actually saying. So I'm going to try to say it like it actually sounds instead of with this. Well, I'll explain myself after. I don't want to give away my bird call before I do it. So, okay.
Fence.
Wait.
Wait.
Hey, wait. That's, I think that might be an alarm call.
Oh my. I don't like looking at you when you do that.
Step away from that bird.
You look like you're about to barf. Yeah. Like a convulsion thing happening with it.
I'm becoming the bird.
It's very jugular.
You should have that one first.
The way that I remembered it was ricotta.
that's why
I never I was just gonna say ricotta, and then I thought, no, I can do this. I can do it.
The way you remember it is through ricotta.
Yes, because I was like, I want to remember this is a good bird call for the show because
it's hilarious.
Yeah, because it's like right. So I thought that would be good, and then I forgot it. And then when I heard it again, I was like, I got to think of a word that it sounds like so I can remember it. And ricotta.
Okay, ricotta. Can you do it again so I can hear ricotta, but not, don't say the word ricotta, do the normal so I can hear the ricotta in the
It's
normal.
Really hard to do it. Okay. Don't look at me.
But alas, I will.
Okay.
Like a baby at the end.
I love that she does this when she does it too. It's like
a baby bird at the end, and it makes me kind of sad.
Because he doesn't have enough ricotta.
What? He doesn't have any ricotta.
Ricotta.
Yeah.
Like that's what it sounds like, but there's not an actual R at the beginning. It's more of a like, which is why you got to watch me gag.
Yeah. Okay, that was great.
Wonderful.
Let's do another. Sarah? Okay. You're up.
No. Whew, I'm done. We're going to end on that.
No, Sarah.
Come on.
No, Sarah.
No way.
We need to. We
Sarah,
love
you
yours.
Have two more. You have to do at least one of your two.
Yeah.
You can't gather three and only do one.
You don't have to spell it. You don't have to spell. We already did the spelling things. Just do the sound.
Okay, this one I think was not an alarm call.
Reach up. What? Did I say Rita?
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 Rita? Rita?
Or Ouija?
I think I wrote Wheechaa.
Okay.
Ouija.
It's very good.
Very cute.
I'm so glad I did not wear makeup today. Because I would be Meredith on the ski hill.
The snowball
right
face.
Right?
Nobody kissed me.
Ouija.
Very nice.
Very really good.
Good. Very it. Good. Whew. Okay, I have one more. I'm going to try.
Okay.
See if you can guess this one. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what it?
No.
What? Is that?
Oh.
No. Get closer to your microphone. I need to hear.
I want you to stop right now.
No.
I hate this so much.
Yeah. You know how like ravens go.
Ooh, gave me the shivers. It made me feel like you were a zombie person.
Oh, I don't like that sound at all.
You know how like ravens do that like clicking thing? And you're like, what is that? The kids are like, that's a woodpecker. And you're like, it's not like a woodpecker. It's like raven.
Wow.
Do you guys have ravens? Raven looks like a crow, but it's like a giant. And then they have like this, a different head and a different kind of
beak shape.
Not as
I couldn't remember that. So the raven
and their
wings,
the flappies are different.
Okay. A bigger corvid.
Did you say bigger corvid?
Bigger corvid.
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 Aren't like ravens and crows called corvids?
I didn't know that. I thought you were saying curvid.
Curvid.
Like its beak is more curvid.
Like mine.
No, yours is not curvid. Your beak is more crow than raven, I would say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Talking
about your beak.
What a perfect segue.
Speaking of your beak. Somebody's commenting on my beak.
Someone, one of the fans said they really like your book picture. You know how you made your beak on your nose? They're like, great pick. Yes.
It is.
It was a good pick.
It was good.
Yeah. You really accentuated your beak.
When I did that photo shoot, I was by myself doing the photo shoot. And I started off, like, I did a series of things, like, normal kind of flat hair. And then I did, like, the big Zoolander puffy feather hair. And then I was taking pictures. How am I going to make me look more like a bird? I had, like, the shirt with the feathers, the hoodie that looked like feathers. And then I was like, I'm going to paint on this beak. And I was like, this is actually perfect.
Because yeah, that's all it great. Took.
And beak just amazing. Took it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it, sorry, just a quick question. Speaking of, like, the beak, I had, like, a memory pop up. Was it Kids in the Hall that had like a bird lady? Chicken lady. That's what it was. Okay.
Totally. Totally. The chicken.
It was so weird.
I love the Kids in the Hall. They're so absurd.
Me too. Just brilliant.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait a minute. I have a question. Did any of the members who didn't finish the book read the last chapter?
Ooh, good question. Last meeting? No.
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 Oh, well. Oh, I no. thought about it. I did talk about it for once. And I was like, oh, I'll do that later. And then.
Same. Like when you said it, I thought, oh, yeah, okay. If it's so good, like I'll read the last chapter. But then, no. And also getting into the next book, like I'm a really one book kind of girl. So once I'm in another, it's too late.
Do you think most people. I was just talking to Dan about this yesterday. Do you think most people read one book at a time? Or do you think more people read multiple books at a time?
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah. If I was, I could do either, but the difference for me is, and this would have been doable with this Robin book, because I have to have the books have to be like radically different. They can't be like two fictions, right. You know what I mean? Like radically different than I can do it for sure. Otherwise, I don't want to. I'm sure I could read two books that are different, but similar. Like, it's not like I'm going to be like, which book is this? Like, but... I used to
only read one book at a time because I have to always finish something that I start.
I just like it like that
but
too.
Once I joined that Litzy, which is a social media for books. Most people on there are reading more than one book at the same time. So then you just kind of, I just started getting into, well, maybe I could read that book at the same time because this person had such a great review of it. So then I'm like, and I have that book. So then that's how I started. And then I started listening to more audiobooks, which I didn't do before. And so then I started, but before the last couple of years, I only read one book at a time. I was influenced by other people reading numerous books at the same time.
Yeah, because I think mine came from when I was in school. I like stopped reading, but it was because I had so much reading for school that I felt like if I was reading, it should be a textbook. Like you don't have extra reading time here. If you're reading something for leisure, put it down and pick up your friggin' textbook.
Get back to work.
Yeah, totally. So that's maybe where my... thing comes from, and it's not actually true now that school's over. It just stuck, you know, but right. I don't actually need it.
Oh, and on that subject, when we're talking about reading books that are similar, I just want to mention this one because it's okay. This is not about robins, but I just started reading this book. And if you liked What the Robin Knows because you love animals, you might like to read The Soul of an Octopus, a surprising Ooh. Exploration into the wonders of consciousness. It's about octopuses and you know, so if you like nature and you like books that are about nature, the author meets an octopus. And
the author, man.
I just started this. It's by Cy Montgomery. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah. And it's
cool.
It's just talking about octopuses. She's a popular naturalist. Cy Montgomery explores the emotional and physical world of the octopus. And I just started it. And so far it's so good. Like it's beautiful. Just like her first meeting with this octopus named Athena is just like, so cool. It's just cool. Anyway, for people who like nature books, I like to read a lot. Opposite to Kim, I like to read a lot of books that are similar kind of at the same time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com.
Are you interested in buying this book? Do you want to order the next book so you can read along? Go to www.bookinterrupted.com/shop to see a complete list of our books. And if you haven't tried them yet, our affiliate partners, The Bookshop and Libro.fm, both help support your local bookstore where available. Thanks for taking the time to check in and connect. We'll see you next time on Book Interrupted.
Moments you can look forward to on next week's Book Interrupted.
Because all I do is try to think about truths that sound like lies. And then I end up with three truths.
So these are three things or reasons why I have scars on my hands.
He got into a drunken brawl with a
deer. Okay.
A deer.
I briefly dated one of my university professors.
Fainted, face first, mouth open onto her tattoo.
And I held my arm up and my arm was on fire.
God,
and I had to like
yours is the best. I want you to tell 10 truths in a lot.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.